WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Overnight, the death toll in Nice rose to 84 following yesterday's Bastille Day truck attack. Correspondent Becky Anderson says the truck smashed into a crowd gathered to watch fireworks.
Witnesses describing total and utter carnage. They were absolutely terrified. People at first, we are told, believed that this truck had just been going very slowly and had knocked somebody over. And it was only when witnesses describe it as accelerating that other people realized that this was an attack.
Now investigators are trying to pin down the identity of the driver.
There was an identity card found in the cab of this truck. It was a Tunisian French resident of Nice. And what authorities are trying to do at the moment is match that identity card with the body of the driver.
It's the third time in the last 18 months that France has been hit with a devastating terror attack.
In an address to the nation, French President Francois Hollande announced he is extending a state of emergency in his country by 3 months. France has been the target of a number of attacks over the past 18 months, including last November's Paris shootings, which left 130 people dead.
Correspondent Scott McClain. Overnight, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton each responded to the Nice attack.
I would not allow people to come in from terrorist nations. I would do extreme vetting. I would call it extreme vetting, too. And, you know, our country has tremendous problems. We don't need any more of the problems.
I've said, when it comes to refugees, we should only let people into this country after we have thoroughly screened them, no matter how long that takes. So we've got to be smart about this, not get pushed or pulled into taking action that doesn't have the positive effects it needs to have.
And in light of the attack in France, Donald Trump has postponed that news conference he was going to have later this morning to announce his pick for running mate. Multiple media outlets say he has chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Sentencing is taking place this morning for a Northern Virginia man caught trying to join ISIS. 29-year-old Joseph Farouk of Woodbridge could get up to 20 years in federal prison. Labor costs are one reason the gap between Metro's revenues and its expenses is growing quickly, according to a new study comparing Metro to other big city transit systems.
Metro's working to cut down labor costs. Finance Committee member Michael Goldman says they need to look at employee compensation.
Especially this growth in fringe benefits, which puts us out of kilter with some of our peers.
The general manager will also be eliminating 500 positions. Acting Chief Operating Officer Jack Requa.
I'm sure that the majority are vacancies.
To save more money, they may make changes to Metro Access, too. But no matter how much money Metro saves,
but we're certainly not going to eliminate the gap.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It was 98 degrees in Washington yesterday, and it's likely to stay extremely hot for several more days, forecasters say. But these really, really hot days are becoming more common, says a new analysis from a New Jersey-based nonprofit science communication group. Climate Central says historical heat and humidity data would seem to suggest that we are in for a lot more days like yesterday ahead. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,506. The Nasdaq at 50,34. Sports action resumes tonight in Major League Baseball as the Nats host the Pirates. The O's take on the Rays in Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics are in Seattle tonight. Phil Mickelson leads after the first round of the British Open. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a scratch from Sunday's Sprint Cup race because of concussion symptoms. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just...
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have volume across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, but DDOT tells me they've cleared the broken down. As you pass the 3rd Street Tunnel, you will find lanes open. Now, coming out of Virginia, two separate delays. Jam Beltway to King Street had the crash on the shoulder. And again, just before you get to the Pentagon, so almost coming out of Shirlington, almost linked up. Cross the 14th Street Bridge to lower 14th Street and the freeway. George Washington Parkway, very slow each direction to merge on to that 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway and Baltimore Washington Parkway have some volume, but no incidents to report. And making our travels 270, heaviest stretch through Urbana and 109, and then nice light trip through Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today we're up to 95, hot, humid with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit. 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Warrenton, 81 in Bethesda, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A new poll out this morning shows Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump in four crucial swing states. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day started the right way. And to that end, we continue our in-depth coverage of the terror attacks in France. Coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to check in with Mark Krikorian, he of the Center for Immigration Reform. He actually is in Nice, France. He was there observing the fireworks just before this terror attack. So we'll hear from Mark Krikorian. And at the bottom of this hour, 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Dr. Zudi Jasser, author of A Battle for the Soul of Islam, an American Muslim's patriot's fight to save his faith. We really appreciate you joining us here this morning as we try to make sense of the horrific events in Nice, France, carried out by a man who is described as a 31-year-old French citizen of Tunisian descent. And before we get into that, I just got to play this little cut from you from Newt Gingrich, who was talking about what needs to happen in the wake of these attacks and how America and other countries need to shore up and prepare and fight what they consider to be radical Islam. Listen very carefully.
And let me be as blunt and as direct as I can be. Western civilization is in a war. We should, frankly, test every person from here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are.
All right, Dr. Jasser, is that something we can do?
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be back with you. You know, it's amazing. We spent 15 years not even talking about Sharia, not even talking about Salafism and the ideology. And then when sometimes we do, we way overshoot. And, you know, listen, we should have a test for those coming into this country. It's not a right to come in. It's a privilege. So for immigrants, we should vet against Islamism, against those who believe in the underpinnings of the Islamic State. And as Newt was saying, it's related to the Sharia state. So for all those waiting for the Saudis and the Qataris and others to condemn this, they might condemn the act, but the bottom line is their states are run by the same supremacism of that type of Islamic law that dehumanizes those who are not Muslim and looks upon them as bugs the way this radical in the truck did. But at the end of the day, to say that we're going to deport citizens of America simply based on a test is not only un-American, it would push the ideas that we're trying to expose underground. And if you learn anything from Egypt, from Saudi Arabia, from Turkey, from these cauldrons, is that the terror states, the states that use non-democratic ways to defeat the underbelly, which is political Islam, actually causes them to thrive. And as in Egypt, they end up winning elections. And there was nothing that diffused the ideology of the Brotherhood more than when they actually got in the public light and ran government for a few years. And next thing you know, you had 10 million people protesting them. Hmm. So, you know, to say that when we in a country that has a Nazi party operating, a communist party operating, as long as our citizens aren't openly preaching violence against other individuals, our country has said that, you know, hate speech is actually something that we detest, but we don't outlaw it because it's the only way to vet it and to see it publicly rather than pushing it underground.
Our guest is Dr. Zudi Jasser. He's the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy and also a former lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. And I just want to draw your attention to the last part of Speaker Gingrich's statement here. He says, modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. I consider you a modern Muslim. I think that would be a good way to describe you. You're pushing for reform in Islam. And by the way, I'd be happy to have you as a neighbor. Can you tell me, though, and explain to me the aspect of Sharia and how it is incorporated in the Islamic faith? Because from much of my study, I have learned, or I believe, that it is impossible to completely, quote unquote, give up Sharia if you're a Muslim. Isn't Sharia part of the faith?
Well, you know, listen, in my book, I talk about the fact that, you know, 90-some percent of my identity as a Muslim was solidified by the values that I learned from my parents, which all of you would consider our Judeo-Christian values of honesty, integrity. And, you know, I was 16, 17 until I started to really understand the Quran, and into my 20s before I could start doing scriptural exegesis to look at Sharia law in the textbooks and realize that there was a huge dichotomy between the reformed Islam that we're taught by living in post-Enlightenment communities like America versus pre-Enlightenment countries like Syria and Egypt and Saudi Arabia, which, you know, there's two evils that we're fighting here, and your listeners need to understand the fact that Islam is in its time in history that Christianity was in the 15th, 16th century. So it's not just the terrorism, which is a symptom that's a problem, but it's the fact that we have not had our constitution of 1776 or 1789, in which we did render unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God's what is God's. So, you know, if you were living in Europe in the 12th century, you may say, well, can Christianity do that? And ultimately, it took some revolutions until it did. But there are two enemies here. One is not only the Sharia state, but the other is these dictators. My family in Syria, where Assad claims to be anti-terrorism, and he's created Syria into basically a cauldron of genocidal actions by his government that's brewing ISISes of the world. So you can't get rid of ISIS without also getting rid of Assad. So these dual enemies, we have to have a long strategy where we say, you know, there has to be a third pathway, and we need to work with our allies, like in Iran, the Green Revolution, in Egypt, the liberals that went to the streets against not only Mubarak, but against the Brotherhood. So there is a way to do this if we just have a long vision rather than this whack-a-mole program. And Sharia is basically, yes, it is enmeshed in the legalisms of the religion right now, but most Muslims, I think, especially those here in America, reject those legalisms.
Would it be helpful to have a president who would call it what many people think it really is, radical Islam?
Absolutely. And you know why this naming is so important? You know, I'm a physician in my day job, and, you know, how would you imagine ever seeing your doctor and him giving you medicine and treating something without diagnosing it? So, and not only that, we actually end up being bigoted towards Muslims by not allowing them to separate and define who are the theocrats versus those who believe in our liberal secular values. And this is the problem, is that you can't hold our homeland security accountable to the Omar Mateens of the world of Orlando or this a truck driver that was a radical. You can't hold them accountable to finding them unless we start talking about what are the precursors. And right now, the Homeland Security material was cleansed of words like Salafism or Wahhabism. These are fundamentalist ideologies that are supremacist, theocratic mentalities that are much more than simply terrorism. And all right now we're doing is waiting for them to don a vest or get in a car and start driving erratically to when we can start looking for them. And that is just surrender. That's absurd. So we have to call it what it is so that we enable Homeland Security to start following those
theocratic precursors.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Dr. Zudi Jasser, it's a great privilege to have you here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you.
We want to hear from you now. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, your reaction to the terror attacks in France and what we're hearing from our leaders or potential leaders about it. Are you getting what you want? How important is the looming threat of jihad against innocent Americans or innocent civilians around the world? How is that affecting your presidential choice? And are the two presumptive nominees, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, are they responding and giving you what you're looking for? We'll play you a little bit of audio from their response, but we want to hear from you as well. 888-630-WMAL. It's 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Here's what to expect in Manassas. 66 commuters eastbound. It's been a pretty decent morning, but now we have a crash. So as you pass 234, the first one, Prince William Parkway, you're okay. You'll see brake lights up ahead, though. The crash as you pass the second 234. Looks like that's going to block the right half of 66 eastbound. And if you're heading northbound 234 Sudley Road to merge on to 66, you see that activity at the end of that exit ramp too. So you have one lane taken away. All right, beyond that, then you get a break. A little bit of volume through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway in Annandale slow, and now some of the pressure on just north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Where we've been slow this morning is 395. We've had two separate problems. Crash at King Street gone, and heavy to get into town. We had the broken down on the westbound freeway. Everyone was checking that out. You should find lanes now open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By the way, never mind about calling in and telling us what you think, because we have got Mark Krikorian live from Nice, France, to tell us about what happened yesterday. I omitted that from my brain for a moment. Mark Krikorian in just a moment. Meanwhile, we've got a mix of clouds and sun today, continuing hot and humid weather, high of 95 degrees. Saturday, looking like partly cloudy skies in the morning and then overcast in the afternoon, maybe a stray thunderstorm, 91 degrees. Sunday, sunny, highs in the low 90s. Right now, it's 80 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Well, we continue, as you imagine, to cover what's going on in Nice this morning. The death count now is 84 people have died as a result of a man, a Tunisian of French nationality, but a Tunisian by birth, apparently, drove a truck 1.3 miles through a crowd that had gathered for Bastille Day festivities. Associated Press, in the last few moments, is reporting that among the dead are two Americans. Someone who was nearby as this was all going on is Mark Krikorian, executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, author of the new case against immigration, both legal and illegal, literally had just walked away from that boulevard where this all took place moments before it happened. Mark, thank you for joining us here from Nice, France.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So first of all, just tell me your story. What did you see and what did you observe?
Well, I was at the fireworks, and it's like the 4th of July, you know, thousands of people, and they're nice fireworks. And so when it was over, I just headed back. I was tired. My wife and kids and in-laws didn't even want to come. They were back at the apartment just as well. So I, went back, and we were only a couple blocks away from all of that, the fireworks and everything. So as soon as I got into my apartment, we heard outside our window, which is overlooking a pedestrian mall, kind of a touristy place with cafes and stores and stuff, screaming and panic running, pandemonium, people knocking tables over, glass breaking, the whole thing. And my kids, naturally, they started gawking out the window, off of the balcony, and I told them to get the heck away from the window, because who knows what was going on. It could have been a shooter or something. I mean, I didn't know. From the sound of it, it seemed like it was going to be pretty close, given how panicked everybody was. But it was, it wasn't like at the end of our street. I mean, this way I didn't hear any of the actual attack. But then once things right outside my door calmed down, much to my wife's chagrin, I went down to the police line to see how close I could get, on that boulevard along the water. And, they had a checkpoint set up so you couldn't get to where the ambulances were. But you could see really a constant stream, not just the police cars, additional police cars, one after the other, but ambulances still coming, like 2 hours after the attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And even at one point, a convoy of minivans from the Nice coroner's office, from the city coroner's office, a whole bunch of them, I guess, whatever vehicles they had, they sent. So it was pretty grim.
Yeah, it sure sounds grim. How quickly did you get the word, either from the police on the ground there or through the French media, about the suspect, a man of Tunisian descent?
Well, I mean, I was actually following it on Twitter, and, you know, I'll be kind of crude here and give my Twitter handle, Mark S. Gregorian, and I was following on Twitter to see what people were tweeting, and it was pretty quickly I found from Twitter that people were saying that someone drove a truck into the crowd, and so, I mean, there was, it seemed like rumors at first, but the rumors turned out to be pretty solid. But as far as the fact that the guy was a Tunisian immigrant, I saw that first on the local newspaper, because obviously the local paper here, I mean, their reporters were all there anyway.
Sure.
To cover the festivities. So they're the ones that first reported the identity of the, or at least the nationality of the attacker.
Mark, since you were there watching the fireworks for the Bastille Day celebration, can you paint a little bit of a picture of what the mood was like prior to this terror attack, and about the swath of different people from different lands from all over the place? Obviously, you're an American, you're there in the south of France, but a lot of people travel there, especially in the summer and especially on Bastille Day. What was the mood like prior to this horrible event?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was a party, you know, it was basically their version of the 4th of July, so... there were lots of, like you said, there were lots of locals, lots of Frenchmen, I assume, from out of town, but also lots of foreigners. I mean, this is one place, you know, you hear about in Paris where they're snooty at you if you try to speak English or don't speak French. Well, here they're happy to speak English to you. I mean, they're really quite accommodating. And so there are lots of tourists as well as lots of locals. And it was, you know, and there were bands set up. There were several bandstands on the promenade where there was music going on, and the music was supposed to continue actually until midnight, you know, an hour or more after the fireworks were over. So that's one reason people were still hanging around. And, you know, people had kids on their shoulders, the usual thing, just like the fireworks in D.C. or anyplace else. Although I got to say, and I don't mean this as a criticism because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but in D.C., you know, our security, especially for, you know, fireworks or anything big like that, it's, you know, sometimes over the top. I mean, I work downtown, too, so it's kind of crazy. Here, the security really did seem kind of relaxed. You know, we're Southern Europe. This is kind of, you know, it's southeastern France, so it's really kind of a little bit of Italy and a little bit of France mixed together. Very, it's much right. more laid back here than in D.C. So it didn't even occur to me.
I have to ask you, since you are the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, and Donald Trump came out almost immediately and said, we need to tighten immigration, we need to make sure that we're screening people very carefully, went on to say that I don't think that most of these people came from Sweden, was his comment last night to Greta Van Susteren. I mean, what was your thought as an immigration expert about this case?
Well, and I've written about this before at National Review and elsewhere, and the problem is that it's not, you see, I mean, the goal as far as the immigration piece of it is not that you say, okay, anyone who identifies himself as a Muslim is excluded. This is kind of the first knee-jerk reaction from Trump, and frankly, from a lot of people, and I can see why, but that's not going to work. That's not the way it works. What we need to do is bar people who believe in Islamist supremacy, even if they're not violent. Because letting in lots of Islamists, people who think Sharia law should be applied over the Constitution, even if they're perfectly peaceful people, their ideology, their ideological perspective is inherently contradictory to our Constitution and our liberal government.
Well,
so the first thing we need to do is say, if you think gays should be killed or adulterers should be stoned, then you're not allowed to move here, and we don't care if you're peaceful and hardworking. You're just not allowed. But it doesn't mean anyone who says, I'm a Muslim, is barred. Just people who believe in Sharia.
Mark Gregorian, you may not know it because you're in France, but that you're actually echoing exactly what Newt Gingrich said yesterday on Fox News Channel, and has stirred up quite a bit of emotion, as you can well imagine, especially considering Newt Gingrich is considered, if not a vice presidential possibility for Donald Trump, certainly someone who would advise him and be a part of his administration. So,
great minds think alike.
All right. Well, listen, Mark Gregorian, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we'll start first in the district where crews are responding to the crash on 18th Street at M Street. So typically if you come off of, say, Connecticut Avenue and 18th, it's a little bit of activity over there. They'll direct you around. 66, we're busy heading past business 234 Manassas. That's where we have a crash along the right side, also affecting northbound 234 Sudley Road to try to merge onto the 66 delays and also get around the crash. They're just kind of doing a little swerving there. That's the tricky part of 66. Beyond, just have some of the stop and go briefly as you pass 28 in Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway. Toll Road has been great this morning, as is Route 7 coming out of Leesburg. A little bit lighter than normal Beltway through Tysons. Annandale, we do have the stop and go. Wilson Bridge, your delays cleared. Southeast Southwest Freeway, the broken down westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel, gone. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. It has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. You can get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping the midsummer heat, temperatures staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
80 degrees at 826.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. We have successfully settled our clients' back taxes for a lot less. Direct Tax Relief is a BBB A-plus rated company. We also offer price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. The consultation is free, so call 800-472-5110. 800-472-5110. 800-472-5110.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Coming up on WMAL, Fox News Channel's Brett Baer will give us a preview of coverage of the convention next week and also his reaction to this week's political events, because God knows there were plenty to talk about. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Two Americans confirmed among the 84 dead in the terrorist truck attack in Nice. They've been identified as 51-year-old Sean Copeland of Austin, Texas, and his 11-year-old son, Brody. French investigators now confirm the ID card they found in the truck matches the driver who plowed into the crowd before being shot to death by police. They're still piecing together exactly what happened.
Last night, this area would have been packed with thousands of people who would have been gathering here to watch the fireworks to celebrate France's Independence Day, Bastille Day. And that is when the attack began. A scene of horrifying carnage, bodies strewn along Nice's famed seaside promenade. After this truck plows through a crowd of hundreds watching Bastille Day fireworks.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward, in light of the attack in Nice, Donald Trump has postponed that news conference he was going to have later this morning to announce his choice of running mate, Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
The postponement today was because he thought that what happened in France yesterday was so tragic that he emotionally reacted to it.
It's not clear now when he will make the announcement, but multiple media outlets are reporting that when he does, it's likely to be Indiana Governor Mike Pence. A Prince George's County grand jury has indicted a 61-year-old Temple Hills man on weapons charges, but has refused to indict him on murder charges for shooting and killing a firefighter who broke into his home in April to try and help him. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,506, the NASDAQ at 50,034. Sports, it's back to action tonight for the Nationals as they open a weekend series at home against the Pirates. The Orioles are on the road against the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics are in Seattle tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Public notice. Luxury Mountain Properties, a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro, are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29.9, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39.9, or build an 1,800 square foot cabin on your lot from just $119.9. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29.9. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercer Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours. and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, Maryland, your delays to the Wilson Bridge cleared out early. We do have some trouble spots, though, so let's go through Largo and then toward New Carrollton on the outer loop of the Beltway. Before you get to 50, the crash looks like they're trying to get everything over to the right shoulder, but I still see a lot of flashing lights there. Beyond, next set of delays will be after 95, right near New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. 270, better than normal. That's once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown. 66, that's our another trouble spot here this morning. Have a crash in Manassas, eastbound 66, after business 234 Sudley Road, along the right side. So you need to stay to the left, Manassas commuters, to get by. Also affected, 234 commuters, Sudley Road. As you try to merge onto 66, you lose a lane of your exit ramp as well. Then beyond, we're definitely up at speed until you get briefly into Gord, Vienna, and approaching the Capitol Beltway, 395 through Landmark to the 14th Street Bridge, continuous backup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the dangerous heat once again today. Very warm to start the day. Quickly into the 80s. Hot, humid this afternoon. 95 will feel hotter. Tonight, few clouds, 74. Tomorrow, a hit or miss storm in the afternoon might bring some relief. Don't bet on it. 91. Sunshine Sunday, highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Arlington, 73 in Bowie, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 here on Mornings on the Mall. Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and joining us right now, he is live in Cleveland, Ohio, in preparation for Fox News Channel's RNC coverage. He's, of course, the host of Special Report. This Saturday at 8 p.m., there's going to be a special there that Brett Baer will be hosting, Fox News reporting, take over the Trump convention. So he's got a busy man. And by the way, he's also a level 19 Team Mystic Pokemon Go player.
I've heard that.
Brett Baer, thanks for joining us.
I have no clue what the craze is. I mean, I just don't get it.
I just figured your sons would be all over it.
I learned that there could literally be one right under your nose and you wouldn't know it.
It's just so, all that I do know is I wish I had Nintendo stock a month ago.
Yes, there is that. Yeah. Listen, Brett, what an incredible week. And then to top it off, the horrible story out of Nice last night with yet another radical Islamic terror attack. First, let's talk about the security there. You're in Cleveland. We're headed to Cleveland. Yeah. We'll be there. In light of what happened yesterday, what are you seeing in terms of the response and what the security is going to be like at the Republican convention?
Yeah, I mean, they're building up. I talked to our security guys last night with Fox, and they said that they're in coordination with Cleveland and the RNC, and there's a lot of presence of security presence, and they're concerned. I mean, there have been threats, there has been chatter, and they know there will be thousands and thousands of protests in, you know, a combustible area. This is an open carry state that allows guns open carry from other states, and there is a certain area that the protests will be in that they're concerned about, and the media goes from that place to the convention center, walking right through the middle of it.
All right, so I think you promised me that I could get my old Fox News gas mask back for just a short time. I just want to borrow it for a week or two if you still hang
around. Yeah, take it off the trophy shelf there. you keep it with a spotlight on it.
But I'm serious. I mean, I have heard people say that it is almost certain that this thing is going to spiral out of control. How do you, they're really worried about this.
No, they are. They're very worried about it. And in the wake of Nice, you know, they're also working with the federal government. Homeland Security is here And I think you're going to see a big security presence, both here and in Philadelphia. And remember, I mean, all of these groups have already pledged that they're going to be here in big numbers, and we'll see what materializes. I do know that after Nice, there was a lot more, you know, concern about traffic flow and where different trucks were going, just talking to the guys last night.
Brett Baer, let's talk about what will happen inside Quicken Loans Arena next week as Donald Trump will be getting the nomination. Yesterday at the Rules Committee, pretty much any last gasp of a Never Trump movement with the delegates was killed. How significant is that?
Very. I mean, that was one of the things that was potential drama, and that if they could have a vote to even have what's called a minority report, which would enable the delegates on the floor to vote of whether they were going to have this rule to vote their conscience, in other words, not be bound to the vote of the state, that fell short, well short. And you saw Paul Manafort out last night trumpeting that success, saying that the RNC really worked with the Trump people.
In fact,
so I think that is over the top. That's behind them. There's still the effort of unifying the party, and that clearly is not fully happening.
To that end, though, Paul Manafort says something very interesting. He said, you know, there really never was a significant Never Trump movement other than some high-profile media people and a couple of high-profile establishment Republicans who get a lot of attention. And actually, some of the polls actually bear that out. Right now, there are more Republicans willing to vote for Donald Trump than there are Democrats willing to vote for Hillary Clinton, according to a last poll.
No, that's true. And, you know, it has been very visible, obviously, the Never Trump movement, but it has not been very successful.
Yeah.
Nor did a lot of people contribute to the effort as it was happening through the primary. So the challenge for this convention is to be able to unify behind what is the unifying figure, probably, which is Hillary Clinton. And that will get a lot of Republicans motivated. And I think... that's our hour we've been working on for a couple of months, talking to different people of what the Republican Party will look like in the era of Trump and going forward.
All right. So is Mike Pence the vice presidential choice or not? Because, I mean, last night on Greta, Donald Trump said it wasn't he hadn't made his final decision.
Yeah. I think it is. You know, he's in New York. We tracked him on the private plane to Teterboro. Either this is the biggest head fake in the world, or I think that it is Pence, and it's a safe pick for Trump. I do think that yesterday, when the news started coming out and some of the confirmations were coming out of Indiana and Republican officials, that Trump and the Trump campaign got very upset with that, to the point where he was then telling everyone that the decision has not been made, and signaling perhaps that the decision could change. I don't think it will, but that's the backstory.
But Pence has not withdrawn from the governor's race yet.
He has not, as of right now. And he has, I think it's until noon tomorrow.
I thought it was noon today. Is it noon
tomorrow?
They have
to get the paperwork together, but it's the official thing is the date is tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, Brett, we will tune in to your show tomorrow night, Fox News reporting takeover, the Trump convention. Although, they're not really taking over the Republican Party. They're just borrowing it for this election, right? Isn't it?
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. And we'll also see you in Cleveland next week.
Please drop by and say hello. We'll be in the parking garage in Radio Row.
Okay, I'll come by.
All right. Take care.
Brett. See you later.
It's 8:43.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard, and it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
For 20 years, Dick Morris advised Hillary Clinton. He was her closest confidant. He knows her darkest secrets. Now he reveals them in a shocking story of corruption and abuse of power. Dick Morris's new book, Armageddon: How Trump Can Beat Hillary, is already a number one Amazon bestseller. You've seen Dick on Newsmax and Fox News, but the big media won't reveal the truth about Hillary. Armageddon rips the lid off and shows how Trump can finally defeat her. Get Armageddon today at bookstores everywhere.
1645, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, what has been a mostly a pleasant rush hour for most commuters? We have a couple of trouble spots and a very serious crash. Now, I've been talking about this accident on 66 in Manassas for a while, and then they determined they needed to send a medevac helicopter. So I'm looking at this in the cameras right now. The medevac has just landed eastbound 66, just past business 234 in Manassas. So that means nobody gets by. 66 is wide enough, so westbound lanes, you are not stopped and not seeing too much of a backup. So again, in Manassas, traffic stopped just after business 234 Sudley Road. Serious crash. Now 395, that's been another area. We had a couple incidents. They've been cleared, but we're still slow most of the way from Landmark to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland Beltway accident, outer loop before 50, right side, and then near Kenilworth, we had a minor one. Top side through Silver Spring, slowing. So those are our rough spots. And the 270 has been light this morning, but we may have a minor fender bender southbound as you work toward Falls Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll turn it up again today as we'll see a few clouds around, a very warm start, a hot, humid finish today up near 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
81 degrees at 847.
Hi, I'm Marianne with First Class Plumbing, Heating, HVAC, and we're woman-owned. Call 866-98-WATER and visit our website at 1stclassplumber.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on.
Well, we're making a big road trip.
Yes,
we're headed up to the Cleve. The Cleveland. The mistake by the lake.
Are we still on board with this whole thing? Mm-hmm. Going to Cleveland?
Yep, going to Cleveland.
I mean, just because the Republicans are going there, why do we have to go?
Well, because there's news to be gathered, and we must be there together.
But it's Cleveland.
I know. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Actually, I've been to Cleveland. When I covered Bill Clinton, he went to Cleveland like every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like. And I actually really love Cleveland. It's a new
Cleveland.
Because it rocks, yeah. People are very nice.
Yeah.
You got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Keep going, because that's all I ever hear. Everybody keeps saying that. Oh, yeah, Cleveland, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As if they're going to say something after that, and then there's nothing.
And really, really nice people.
And nice people.
Yeah.
All right.
It is the mistake by the lake, however. But anyway, the Republicans are meeting there. We'll be there with our live coverage.
We're thrilled.
We couldn't be more excited.
It is. No, it's going to be very cool.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be very cool. I remember 4 years ago in Tampa.
I have this feeling you're going to be on the inside, where in the air-conditioned, luxurious media center, and I'm going to be out on the streets fighting tear gas.
Well, only because you lie. No, don't even start. You love that. Yeah, Wilson was getting all good. We were having our post-show meeting yesterday, and we're talking about what are we going to do in Cleveland, and, you know, there might be protests. And you get all excited, and you lean forward and get on the edge of your chair, and they say, well, we can go out there, and we can follow those protests, and we can get some. Don't even pretend. You want to be out there on the street. Well, I need you on that wall.
I am bringing my my journalist vest out.
Is it Kevlar?
Yeah. out of retirement.
All right. Well,
for this event.
Well, we're going to have some, as we always have, you know, kick butt guests, as it were. But of course, the great Heather Hunter, the executive producer of this very program, has already lined up people. On Monday, we'll have Scotty Nell Hughes, Eric Bolling of Fox News Channel, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Wow, there you go.
Who can not only comment on the goings on in Cleveland, but also, of course, on the terror attacks in France. Many more coming up already. And, you know, the cool thing about doing a live radio row, and of course, Joe DiGenova will join us via phone.
But a lot of people
Monday just drop by, though.
You never know who's going to come by.
People just drop by, they hang out, and it's a pretty big deal. And you know what? There's going to be a lot going on next week.
There sure will be.
So we'll be there. Make sure you tune in and catch every minute of WML's live coverage from the Republican National Convention. It's now 8:50.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It really is true what they say. Knowledge is power. And in this case, in the fight against dementia. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new Johns Hopkins study found that older people who have signs of probable dementia but are not yet formally diagnosed are nearly twice as likely to engage in unsafe activities, such as driving, cooking, managing finances, and medications. When patients receive a formal dementia diagnosis, their families are typically aware that at some point, their loved ones will not be able to drive or will need help with their medicine. But when people are undiagnosed, families and friends may ignore or be unaware of functional problems that already exist. Look, an estimated 5 million people in the United States have some form of dementia, including Alzheimer's, and about one half of people with dementia are undiagnosed. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds. 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, no change on the serious crash on 66, which still has the medevac helicopter on the ground. Here's the story so you know, 66, where it's closed just after Business 234 Sudley Road. Nobody gets by, so we're at a complete standstill here, obviously. Heading through Manassas, northbound on 234 Sudley Road from the Sudley Town Plaza, you're just at a standstill as well. So keep in mind that it is a serious crash up ahead, and eventually here we'll get some lanes open. I'll let you know as soon as they do that. On the Beltway, Maryland, around toward New Carrollton on the outer loop before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway, still looking at two right lanes blocked. A lot of fire rescue at the scene of this crash, with your delays beginning before 214 Central Avenue. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll turn it up again today as we'll see a few clouds around. A very warm start, a hot, humid finish today up near 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 degrees at 8:56.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a Green.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
It's interesting. Brexit didn't appear, at least in the very short term, to have a significant impact on federal employees' TSP accounts. Right. But what it was is another reminder of the unexpected and how uncertainty in the markets breeds volatility.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $50,000 Jeep giveaway on Saturday, July 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win one of up to 55 prizes, including cash or a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to IdentifyEPI.com and take the symptom quiz. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, we're off to Cleveland for the Republican National Convention.
I'm going to go pack my luggage, fill up the car.
You're going to go do that?
Yeah.
You're driving.
I'm driving.
I will be flying. I like planes.
Good.
Up next is Mary Walters. She is in for the still vacationing Chris Plant. Hey, Mary, what are you talking about today?
Well, of course, good morning, guys, first of all. And of course, we're going to talk about the 84 dead in France and Trump and Hillary's response to that. Very different responses. I'm sure that's not a surprise. We're going to talk about